President John Mahama was originally scheduled to deliver a paper on Africa, New Opportunities, New Policy Directions, but the content of the thought-provoking lecture was on the impact that the practice of compassion and forgiveness in governance has had on the African continent. He stated that Africa has gone through oppression for several decades and seemed to be finding its feet now. President Mahama posed the question as to what would have happened to democracy, policies and development if African leaders had decided to revenge for every atrocity or oppression suffered, quoting Mahatma Gandhi, a social and political activist and staunch advocate of non-violence and forgiveness. President Mahama said the oppressor does not voluntarily give freedom to the oppressed. People must be the change they wish to see in the world.
And I cannot think of a word any more appropriate than the word transformative to describe the ultimate recovery from events that have taken place in countries such as South Africa, Rwanda, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Burundi, and Cote d'Ivoire, where for lengthy periods of times, citizens suffered at the hands of their fellow citizens. The atrocities that have occurred in these places were acts from which people wondered whether the citizens of these nations could ever recover. It is important to consider the role of compassion in the healing of these people and these nations and their refusal to accept retribution. It is important to consider the function of forgiveness in their ability to unify and move forward, to attain stability, and in many cases in Africa today, to attain success.
President Mahama cited Nelson Mandela of South Africa as a clear case of an embodiment of forgiveness. He said when he was released from Robben Island, where he had been held for 18 of the 27 years he was in prison, people were confused as to whether vengeance was going to be his next line of action.
Of course, Africa's most famous example of compassion and forgiveness in governance and also a formal commission of truth and reconciliation is provided by South Africa and its move to end apartheid, giving the murders of Steve Biko, Albert Luthuli and Solomon Mahlangu, could violence and vengeance not be the order of the day? And yet, Mandela stated in a speech on the day of his release, and he said, "Today, the majority of South Africans, black and white, recognize that apartheid has no future. It has to be ended by our own decisive mass action in order to build peace and security. The mass campaign of defiance and other actions of our organization and people can only culminate in the establishment of a democratic society."
Coming up for mention was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who led to stop the system of racial discrimination of blacks in America. These are few of African leaders who use compassion and forgiveness as basis to develop their countries, and these are yielding positive results. Since 1974, 32 truth and reconciliation bodies have been established in the world, 10 of them in Africa, according to President Mahama. This is a proof that compassion and forgiveness have a place on the African continent.
The aim of these truth hearings was to provide a cycle that began with truth-telling or admission by the perpetrators of violence, which was then propelled by the urging of their victims to forgive with an open heart. And then this was followed by a reconciliation between the two parties, and then finally the recommendation by the Commission on the Administration of Justice. How successful this exercise has been is in itself a process of truth-telling, which has been a rare occurrence in contemporary descriptions and definitions of Africa. The world's consumption of Africa is often based on half-truths. It is mostly content without context.
As a historian and a writer, President Mahama stated his belief in Africa to sustain and expand its growth since the bright future has been hard won. He concluded with a saying from late Nigerian writer Professor Chinua Achebe that one of the truest tests of integrity is the blunt refusal to be compromised.